This is Brian Tarquin, and you're listening to Guitar Tracks, 89.5 FM, WFIT. Today, it's a pleasure to have Frank Gambale, and here we are trading licks together on Spanish Harlem. Frank is famous for playing with the keyboard wizard Chick Corea, so he sat down and told us how he got the gig and all of his influences.
I love the guy. My heroes, and it was an honor to be part of his legacy since 1986. Done a lot of stuff with Chick, and he always inspired me, man. Well, I can draw a direct line from G.I.T. to Chick. After a while, I was playing around town, but I started playing with Jeff DeLynn, the bass player. I remember when, after a couple of years of playing with Jeff, he decided to make his second album at the studios called Manhattan. So we were there recording Jeff's record. I was only about 25 at the time, and I remember after one of the sessions, the studio was on the second level. The lower level was all Chick's management and publishing and all that stuff. And I was loading up the gear in my car after one of the sessions, and I saw a woman come out of the office. So I'll go and give her my car. Look, you don't know me, but I'm a huge fan of Chick. Chick ever needs a guitar player, please call me. And I gave her my card, and she looks at it, and she said, "Oh, Frank Gambale, my husband's playing with you." And I auditioned, and got the gig. I walked in there like it was my last day on earth. Played like it was my last gig. I already had two solo records out when I started playing with Chick. Brave New Guitar and A Present for the Future. You know, Chick obviously opened a lot of doors for me, which I'm very grateful for. in all of 2011 with Return of Forever.
I had to pinch myself the whole time.
I've always been a big Stanley Clarke fan, and Chick, of course, and then Lenny, I love his drumming. Chick decided to call Ponty as well. And I worked with John Ponty briefly before I worked with Chick. It was really great. I guess the whole thing was the best tour ever. I remember the first part of the tour in 2011. I was in Australia. The tour started in Australia. For an Aussie kid like me, to go back and play the Sydney Opera House, full packed out audience, and my family's in about the ninth row. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. When I came up, it was mid to late 60s, and I had two older brothers, and they were into the English blues a lot. You know, John Mayall and Derek Clapton, or Mick Taylor on it's an album called Blues from Laurel Canyon. Great, great guitar playing in there from Mick Taylor. So I was into a lot of the English guys. I liked Clapton, but I kind of liked Mick Taylor a little more. And I loved Hendrix. The first song I learned on the guitar was Hey Joe. When my brothers got into country rock, kind of like Eagles and Crosby, Stills and Nash and all that stuff. So I liked singing harmonies. Two other groups I was in, we were singing vocal harmonies. And so we were doing a lot of that type of stuff too. So I didn't mind that. And then George Benson was a big part of my life too. I loved George Benson's clean tone. That jazz box sound was incredible to me. Combined with all the keyboard guys I was listening to, and I listened to a lot of different saxophone players too.
Frank is well known in the guitar world for introducing guitar sweep picking. Now this technique, when I first heard it back in the 80s, was amazing. I didn't know how he was doing it. At the time, he came out with some books and some instructional videos to show us what he was doing. So I had to take this opportunity and ask Frank how he ever came up with this technique.
Obviously, I'm well known just by sweeping. You know, after that 10 years of playing blues, and you know, the pentatonic stuff and blues stuff, I love it. The important lesson for blues was feel, you know? It's all about the feel and the touch and how to bend a string and how to make a guitar scream and cry, you know? I think Steely Dan, for me, was the gateway, you know? Stuff that was a little more jazzy. I loved the harmony. It was so deep, rock and pop. A lot of information going on there. And they glossed it over with cool beats and stuff, and people love it. I have to credit mostly Chick Corea and Michael Brecker, the saxophonist. When I discovered those guys, their solos were so interesting to my head. I just started transcribing those guys. I sort of stopped listening to guitar for a long, long time. I was transcribing Chick Corea solos onto guitar. I was transcribing Michael Brecker solos onto guitar. There have been a lot of indicators around. A few guitar players were doing little sweeps every now and then, like over three strings, a little rake or something. But nobody took this, what I call a sleeping giant idea. If you got three notes, one on each string next to each other, it just makes sense to go one picking stroke. Then I started going, wow, if I put this note over here instead of the traditional shape, I started breaking up the traditional shapes to suit the sweep rather than the traditional shapes, which didn't work with sweeping. I was doing two octave sweeps and sweeping all over the place, and I just thought, this is the ball. I gave Van Halen's tapping. What the heck? What is that? How do I do it? Nobody had thought to use the other hand on the fretboard. Nobody. When I came to the States in the early 80s, nobody was sweeping. I wrote the book while I was still a student at CIT because everybody was going, how are you doing that? At that point, it was like I've come in from Mars. I stumbled into a record contract, and then I did the book to say, look, don't fuck me, I'm practicing, man. Here's my book. This is what I'm doing. I remember when I toured first with the electric band with Chick, when he heard it, he'd never heard anything like it either. Nobody does it like I do, or created a method. I can sweep up and down a fretboard all day long without taking a pause if I want to be that extreme. The hardest part of sweeping is the internal two and three string ones that I do all over the place. Unique way to play the instrument, and it takes real dedication to be able to master it. I wanted it to be all-encompassing, not just the big two-octave arpeggios, but also the little internal, I can play pentatonics, you know, triad, anything. It's a cool sound, and it's an unusual sound, and I feel really fortunate that I stumbled across it, because it's really made playing so much fun for me. And to me, I always make this analogy. To me, sweeping like an old clunker car that's
going 70 miles an hour on the freeway. It's revving like mad. And whereas the sweep at that speed, at 70 miles an hour, is like a BMW in like sixth gear. You're doing a speed and it's absolute cruise control, you know? At some point, you got to do more than one note on the string, you know? So you still have to alter the pick.
Frank is very proud about his new custom guitar by Carvin. He also has a signature amp coming out by DV Mark.
They're so fast at Carvin. You know, you can start from absolute scratch, and within 6 months, they're just great. You need to make a change. You say, how about moving this over here and trying that over here and bang out another prototype, you know, until it's right. And God bless them, Yamaha, you know, a year to get an answer if I can move it all. The answer was no anyway, but having these guys done in San Diego, for me, L.A., I could go there in 2 hours and field prototypes and hang out for a day or two if I want to at the factory until we really nail it. Every other guitar is sideways from there. I don't care who makes it. That's how good I think they are. Well, I wanted it to be a chambered guitar. The original one we made was with F holes. Now, I've had them take off the F hole. It sounds better without the F holes, and it, to me, it looks aesthetically much better without the F holes. It looks much more modern. I can play louder without feedback. The center core is still solid, but it's beautifully chambered. It really light. I've been playing it for years. I'm delighted. I love the people that run the company. It's a family-run business. My amp company, which is DV Mark, just released a new signature amp. We're going to do a combo. It's called the Multi-Amp FG. Fully digital modeling kind of amplifier. It's amp and preamp together with tons of effects and modeling. It's amazing technology. It's a two-stage rack. It's an amplifier as well as preamp and built-in effects. The speaker simulation is quite remarkable. Usually I'm a bit skeptical about trying these things. These boxes direct, I just am blown away with how good it sounds direct. You know, I sent them a bunch of presets, which are going to be coming with the machine when you buy them.
It was great catching up with Frank, and he's an extremely talented guitarist. Now here's the 1989 Thunder From Down Under release, the song Leave Ozone Alone.